Ever stared at a blank email screen, fingers hovering over the keyboard, wondering how to craft the perfect message that could make or break your career opportunity? You're not alone. In our digital-first professional world, written communication has become the primary gateway to opportunities, yet most of us receive little formal training in this critical skill. Danny Rubin's "Wait, How Do I Write This Email?" addresses this universal pain point with remarkable precision. The book has become a staple in university career centers across America, with career counselors calling it the communication Bible for the digital age. Even Mark Cuban, billionaire entrepreneur and Shark Tank investor, keeps a copy on his desk, noting that clear communication is the difference between success and failure in business. What makes this guide so powerful is its practical approach, transforming the anxiety of professional writing into a strategic advantage through templates that feel authentic rather than formulaic. The cornerstone of effective professional communication isn't fancy language or complex sentence structures. It's clarity and brevity. Rubin introduces a deceptively simple yet powerful question that should guide all writing. Do I need it? This question becomes a ruthless editing tool that transforms bloated messages into lean, impactful communication. When applied to different document types, this question helps writers remove unnecessary words and distracting arguments. For resumes, it means deleting outdated experiences and generic phrases. In cover letters, it means cutting redundant information that appears elsewhere in your application. For presentations, it means removing slides that don't directly support your core message. And for emails, it means eliminating paragraphs that don't serve your primary purpose. The power of brevity becomes evident through Rubin's practical 3-minute editing process. Use Ctrl+F to find problematic words, delete or amend them, then review your work. Words like very, just, really, that, quite, thing, utilize, and ing verbs often weaken writing. Converting ing verbs to their base form, changing I am writing to I write, immediately reduces word count and syllables, making writing sharper and more direct. Rubin also identifies specific filler words that should be eliminated. Amazing, replace with more specific descriptors. Definitely, an unnecessary intensifier. Literally, adds no value. In order, redundant phrase, and such as, replace with like for more natural tone. Each deletion makes your writing stronger, not weaker. For longer documents, Rubin provides a chart showing how many words to cut based on document length. For example, removing 50 to 60 words from a 300-word document. This aggressive editing approach transforms writing from verbose to vibrant, from meandering to meaningful. The author's golden rule, never fall in love with a particular line, reminds us that our attachment to clever phrases often blinds us to their redundancy. By stepping away from the screen, printing documents, and editing with pen in hand, we gain perspective that screen staring cannot provide. While brevity creates space for impact, the remaining words must be engaging. Rubin explains this as seasoning the meat after trimming the fat. Transforming vague language into compelling copy that captures attention and drives action. The first technique is quantification. Rather than describing a long commute, specify a 90-minute commute. Instead of claiming a track record of success, write, generated $2.1 million in profit and grew client-based from 18 to 27. Numbers make abstract concepts concrete and provide evidence that separates you from competitors who rely on vague generalities. The second technique is adding layers of detail by answering the journalist's questions: who, what, when, where, why, and how. A basic sentence like, "After college, I taught English at a school in China," becomes increasingly compelling with each added detail. Specifying rural China, teaching speaking skills to 25 school-age boys for 1 year, more than 1,000 miles from the nearest major city. Each layer transforms forgettable sentences into memorable ones. The third technique is adding a wrinkle, a personal twist that differentiates your communication. In a wedding thank you note, this might mean replacing generic gratitude with a specific memory. Your wine glasses were used for a toast with Matt's 93-year-old grandmother. In business communications, it means adding personal touches before jumping into business matters, demonstrating genuine interest in the other person. The fourth technique is strategic name placement. Beyond the opening greeting, names should appear throughout emails, when giving compliments, requesting special attention, or in closing remarks. This simple technique makes messages more personable and genuine, capturing the reader's attention throughout the communication. Finally, Ruben advises replacing vague pronouns like this, that, these, and those with specific nouns. Transforming "I wrote that to prove a point" into "I wrote the grammar lesson to prove a point" creates greater clarity and professionalism. Every email represents an opportunity to elevate your professional reputation. From proper greetings to signature blocks, the details matter in ways most people overlook. Addressing people properly demonstrates professionalism and respect. Ruben provides age-based guidelines. Those 18 to 22 should use Mr. or Miss for people over 35 they haven't met. Those 23-30 should use formal address for people over 40. And those 31-40 can address most people by first name, with exceptions for dignitaries, important people over 60, and doctors. When making requests, lead with your purpose rather than burying it at the end. Placing your request early in the email projects confidence and respects the recipient's time. Compare these approaches. I wanted to reach out because I enjoyed your recent article on digital marketing trends. Your insights about video content were particularly interesting. I've been working in content marketing for 3 years and would love to discuss potential freelance opportunities with your company. Versus, I've been working in content marketing for 3 years and would love to discuss potential freelance opportunities with your company. I reached out because I enjoyed your recent article on digital marketing trends. Your insights about video content were particularly interesting. The second version demonstrates confidence and clarity of purpose. Format matters as much as content. Long, dense paragraphs exhaust readers accustomed to tweets and texts. Breaking text into shorter paragraphs, ideally 1 to 3 sentences each, creates breathing room that makes writing more approachable and increases the likelihood that people will read your entire message. Your email signature should evolve with your career stage. College students should include student organization roles and graduation year. Job seekers should simplify with basic contact info. Working professionals should include job title and company. And graduate students should highlight their program and research focus. In all cases, keep signature simple with only essential contact information: phone, email, Twitter, LinkedIn, using text rather than images, and making links smartphone friendly. Perhaps most importantly, always assume your email might be forwarded to others. Once you press send, you lose control over who might see your message. When inquiring about job opportunities through a friend, include substantial details about your qualifications rather than vague questions. This ensures that if your email gets forwarded to a hiring manager, it effectively sells your skills before you ever send a formal resume. Successful networking requires genuine curiosity about others rather than self-promotion. Ruben emphasizes that selflessness is the secret sauce to building enduring business relationships. When setting up networking meetings, introduce yourself with context. State your meeting request early in the email. Demonstrate research on the person's background. Briefly highlight your relevant experience and request in-person rather than phone meetings. For example, "My name is Sarah Johnson, and I'm a marketing student at State University graduating this May. I'd like to meet for coffee to learn more about your experience in digital marketing. I was particularly impressed by the campaign your team created for Client X, which increased their social media engagement by 200%. After networking meetings, send a thank you email within 24 hours that references specific advice the person shared, mentions details about their work or company, and, if applicable, attaches your resume with an offer to follow up directly. This approach validates the person's expertise by repeating their advice, which encourages them to further assist with your networking goals. When connecting with alumni from your school, highlight your shared university connection. Ask for advice rather than directly requesting a job, and demonstrate genuine interest in the alum's work by referencing specific projects. This creates an immediate connection through shared campus experiences while respectfully seeking their professional wisdom. For awkward networking situations, like someone who offers help but then tries to sell you something, remain cordial and diplomatic. Acknowledge their help, provide the information they need to assist you, and politely defer the sales pitch without shutting them down completely. This maintains your professional reputation even in uncomfortable exchanges. When someone offers to forward your resume but you haven't heard anything after several days, send a polite but confident follow-up that reminds them of your previous conversation, provides key points about your qualifications they can mention when forwarding your resume, and expresses appreciation for their help. Handwritten thank you notes, while requiring more effort, have become 10 times more valuable as fewer people send them. Within 48 hours of a networking meeting or job interview, send a note that references specific insights from your conversation, expresses gratitude for any connections made, and offers to return the favor. This small gesture creates a lasting impression that email cannot match. In job search communications, specificity separates successful candidates from the forgettable masses. Rather than describing yourself as a recent grad who interned at an environmental firm, be precise. Sociology grad from Big State University who interned for 11 months at big nonprofit in Connecticut. These details prevent employers from having to ask clarifying questions and immediately establish your credibility. When applying for jobs, stand out by teasing career highlights in the email body rather than just attaching documents. Your subject line should include your name and the position, while the body should briefly introduce yourself, mention that documents are attached, and tease something compelling from your cover letter to make the reader curious enough to open it. For companies without posted openings, create a compelling introduction that demonstrates thorough research of the organization, highlights specific projects you admire, details your relevant experience, and provides examples of your work. This approach opens doors to opportunities that might not be publicly advertised. After interviews, send a thank you email the same day that references specific conversation points to demonstrate attentiveness. Consider following up with a handwritten note for additional impact. If you don't get the job, respond graciously, expressing understanding and continued interest in future opportunities. This keeps you in consideration should circumstances change, like if their chosen candidate declines or they decide to hire additional people. When working with recruiters, demonstrate both technical qualifications and cultural fit. Reference specific company values from their website or mission statement, address required skills honestly, including any gaps, and invite feedback to establish dialogue. This approach shows research effort and openness to growth, making you memorable among numerous applicants. To optimize your application for applicant tracking systems, ATS, focus on incorporating specific hard skills and keywords from the job description rather than generic adjectives like successful or hardworking. Employers use ATS to filter candidates based on concrete abilities, certifications, and job-specific terminology. The job description serves as your blueprint. Align your application with the specific skills and requirements it emphasizes. LinkedIn serves as a professional playground where millions connect for networking opportunities. Your profile summary needs to capture attention in just 30 seconds through a three-step approach. First, concisely state who you are and how your work benefits others. Second, provide specific details about your role, company, responsibilities, and expertise, always emphasizing how your work helps people. Finally, close with a strong statement about your professional mission and passion. For college students, highlight your major, relevant activities, and future aspirations. Recent graduates should position themselves as ready to help companies succeed, referencing academic achievements while focusing on future contributions. the unemployed should emphasize specific technical skills and experience without dwelling on job loss, maintaining a confident tone while clearly stating expertise and readiness for new opportunities. When connecting with others on LinkedIn, personalize invitations rather than using generic templates. Adding context like, "Great to meet you at event," or "I enjoyed your interview about topic," transforms generic invitations into conversation starters. After someone accepts your connection request, follow up with a message that introduces yourself properly, shows genuine interest in their career with specific observations, highlights relevant aspects of your own background, and includes a clear but non-aggressive call to action. When requesting LinkedIn recommendations, emphasize the power of storytelling over empty praise. Ask the person to focus on a specific, memorable experience you shared that showcases your abilities. Offer direction with an example story they might use, and always propose writing a recommendation for them in return. Generic cover letters that begin with, "I'm interested in the position," are instantly forgettable. Instead, open with a compelling personal story that demonstrates your relevant skills. Stories catch attention immediately, showcase your abilities, and leave lasting impressions by creating emotional connections that statistics and bullet points cannot match. An effective storytelling cover letter follows 6 key parts. Open with an attention-grabbing first line that pulls readers into your story. Include specific details with numbers, locations, and titles. Connect your story directly to the job requirements. Demonstrate company research and how you'll contribute to growth. Elaborate on qualities that make you a cultural fit. And reference your opening story in the conclusion for a cohesive, memorable application. Each element should work together to create a narrative arc that keeps hiring managers engaged. For example, rather than beginning with, "I am writing to apply for the program associate position," a cover letter might open with, "Dark storm clouds gathered overhead as 200 guests arrived for our outdoor charity auction. As event coordinator, I had minutes to decide, hope the weather cleared, or execute our backup plan." This immediately engages the reader while demonstrating leadership and crisis management skills. Another effective opening might be, "When our team's key presenter fell ill an hour before our client pitch meeting, I stepped in to deliver the presentation to a room of 30 executives, ultimately securing our largest contract of the year." Beyond cover letters, storytelling proves valuable in reference letters and job interviews. For reference letters, candidates should request specific anecdotes that demonstrate their work ethic rather than generic praise. Ask recommenders to share concrete examples like, "Sarah led the implementation of a new CRM system that increased sales efficiency by 40%, instead of vague statements about being hardworking or dedicated. For interviews, candidates should prepare 3 memorable stories that showcase leadership and problem-solving abilities, writing brief reminders like the fire alarm, the sick day, and the camping trip. These stories can naturally answer common interview questions while making candidates memorable. Each story should follow the STAR method: situation, task, action, result, and include quantifiable outcomes whenever possible. Professional storytelling should also extend to LinkedIn profiles and professional bios. Rather than listing job duties, create many narratives that illustrate achievements. For instance, instead of "managed social media accounts," write, "transformed our company's social media presence by creating a viral campaign that reached 2 million viewers and increased engagement by 300%. Remember that effective professional stories should be concise, relevant, and results-focused. They should demonstrate specific skills while giving insight into your professional character and work style. The best stories are those that naturally showcase multiple competencies while remaining authentic and memorable. Objective statements fail when they rely on generic adjectives like motivated or excellent. Since every applicant claims these qualities, they don't differentiate candidates. Instead, effective objective statements provide specific details that no one else could claim. For example, rather than writing, "highly motivated professional with excellent customer service skills," a medical sales professional should write, experienced medical sales professional who provides surgical supplies to hospitals throughout Georgia and South Carolina, manage 18 accounts, and in 2014 grew sales totals 22% to $1.3 million. Any job can be made to sound impressive by focusing on the drama and challenges within it. Instead of using generic terms like hard worker or team player, highlight specific situations that demonstrate these qualities. For example, rather than writing, "Answer phones and provide customer service at a medical office," write, "Answer more than 75 phone calls a day at one of the busiest medical practices in Houston." Similarly, replace, "managed warehouse and handled ordering and restocking of supplies," with, "managed 17,000 square foot warehouse and handled restocking of over 500 different supplies, which were shipped from 37 states and 7 countries." An effective one-page resume prioritizes quality over quantity. To maintain a one-page resume despite extensive work history, allocate bullet points strategically. Give your most recent position the most detail, 3 to 4 bullets, then progressively fewer for older positions, 2 bullets for the second job, 1 to 2 for earlier roles. Each position should include a contextual bullet explaining the company's purpose, followed by specific accomplishments. Focus on quantifiable achievements and problem-solving examples, keeping each bullet to 2 lines maximum. Rating your own skills with visual indicators like black dots is counterproductive. It's not your place to judge your own abilities. That's the employer's job. These ratings communicate nothing substantive about your actual capabilities. For example, 5 dots for social media fails to specify which platforms you know or how you've used them. Let your actual work speak for itself rather than using arbitrary self-ratings. Professional development extends beyond writing skills to broader career strategies. Side hustles aren't just about extra income, they're about personal and professional growth. They teach valuable skills your day job might not offer, from project management to client relationships, potentially leading to unexpected career paths. Whether it's freelance writing, consulting, or building a small business, these ventures provide real-world experience in marketing, sales, and business operations. Your 20s, with typically fewer family and financial responsibilities, are the perfect time to experiment with different business models and career directions. Side hustles improve your time management by forcing you to juggle multiple commitments, encourage calculated risk-taking, and enhance your main job performance through transferable skills like customer service, negotiation, and problem-solving. Big cities accelerate your professional growth by forcing you to mature quickly in a less forgiving environment than college. They put you in another gear with their relentless pace, exposing you to intense competition and massive egos that build your resilience and emotional intelligence. Metropolitan areas introduce you to diverse professionals from around the world, expanding your cultural competence and global perspective. Cities teach financial discipline through higher living costs and competitive markets, pushing you to develop better budgeting and planning skills. The urban environment knocks you down with hard lessons about networking, office politics, and professional relationships, while fostering innovation through the concentration of talent, resources, and opportunities. The density of industries and professionals creates unique learning opportunities through meetups, conferences, and informal networking events. Transform job interviews from interrogations into engaging conversations by asking 4 strategic questions that demonstrate critical thinking and preparation. First, the background check question shows you've researched the interviewer's career path. "I noticed you transitioned from previous role to your current position. What inspired that change?" Second, the office insight question proves you've studied the company thoroughly. "How has the recent specific company initiative affected your team's approach to relevant business area?" Third, the wow factor question places the company within broader industry context. Given specific industry trend, how is the company positioning itself to capitalize on these changes? Finally, the inception question plants a creative idea that makes the interviewer visualize you on their team. I see an opportunity to improve specific process by implementing your suggested solution. Has the team considered this approach? These questions demonstrate your strategic thinking while gathering valuable information about the role and company culture. Effective writing combines hard skills, using strong details, and soft skills, engaging in meaningful conversation. Writers should think with both sides of their brain, writing with specifics while maintaining curiosity about others. Well-crafted emails and documents open doors, foster relationships, and cement value. In a crowded inbox, making every word count is essential. This means eliminating redundant phrases, choosing precise vocabulary, and structuring messages for maximum impact. Professional communication should mirror face-to-face interactions, clear, purposeful, and mindful of the recipient's time and needs. The six most powerful words in networking are who, what, when, where, why, and how. These question starters demonstrate maturity and genuine curiosity while keeping the focus on the other person. For example, how did you approach that challenge shows more engagement than that must have been difficult. Similarly, what inspired you to enter this field opens deeper dialogue than nice career choice. By listening intently rather than interjecting with, well, I, you build deeper relationships. As Einstein noted, curiosity is more important than knowledge, and this approach shifts conversations in your favor by focusing on others. In our digital age, where first impressions often happen through screens rather than handshakes, your writing becomes your ambassador. Each email, report, or social media post serves as a micro-interview, showcasing your professional capabilities. Strong writing demonstrates critical thinking, the ability to organize thoughts, anticipate questions, and present solutions clearly. For instance, a well-structured project proposal not only outlines objectives, but anticipates stakeholder concerns and addresses them proactively. It speaks volumes about your attention to detail, your respect for others' time, and your ability to communicate clearly. By mastering these principles, brevity, specificity, storytelling, and genuine curiosity, you transform routine communications into career-advancing opportunities. Consider how a thoughtful follow-up email after a meeting can reinforce key points and demonstrate initiative, or how a concise yet comprehensive project update can showcase your organizational skills. Your emails become not just messages, but powerful tools that open doors, build relationships, and establish your professional reputation. In an increasingly competitive landscape, strong communication skills differentiate top performers from average contributors, making them invaluable career currency in any professional context.